Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined now on the phone by New Orleans Saints newly signed running back Latavius Murray. Latavius, thank you so much for the time tonight, bud. Welcome to Sports Talk.
Appreciate you for having me.
So, Latavius, I got to ask you, you're coming in as an outsider, right? So you're coming, you're with the Minnesota Vikings. I do want to tell you, I watched that game today. I thought you played fantastic in that game. And I know Sean Payton has a history. He likes guys that play well against him. And I thought you played very good in the game against the Saints this past year. But from an outsider looking in, what is it about the New Orleans Saints that made this an attractive destination for you to come to coming down from Minnesota?
Yeah, I think, if you look at it in the past few years, they've been right there, on having an opportunity to win a championship. And if you look at that offense, not just the offense, that defense, the guys in the locker room and what they've been able to do, I think it was a no-brainer for me.
Now, Latavius, what I've been impressed with, you being a team player, how you handled all of a sudden, here you're a seven-year veteran out of Central Florida. You were a six-round pick with the Raiders, then you come on board with the Vikings, but Dalvin Cook. And all of a sudden, you kind of know your role, and then Dalvin Cook gets hurt, then you step up your role, given that opportunity. Just talk about that, it being that team player, because I know the Saints really embraced that and looking at what you did with the Vikings and being a great guy, not only on the field, but in the locker room.
Yeah, I just think I think when you've been around the game for a while, you understand how this thing goes. And I think everybody plays a role, and I think it takes everybody. And so I think when you have that mindset, that it's going to take everybody to reach what ultimately everybody obviously wants to reach. You filling in, guys go down, guys get hurt. You keeping a same attitude and approach to the game day in and day out. I think it only can benefit you, and it can keep you in the building. And not only that, you can go out there and be successful because you're consistent.
Now, Latavius, looking at the 2017 season. To me, it's how you handle adversity also, your work habits year-round. You're coming off an off-season ankle injury. That was the Minneapolis Miracle season. You were able to rush for 842 yards. You averaged 4 yards a carry, basically 8 touchdowns. So just talk about that season, because from the get-go, Dalvin Cook had an outstanding game against the Saints, but then he goes down with an injury. But that had to be rewarding that you're able to come back from that ankle surgery and do the right rehab and be a professional as far as on and off the field.
Yeah, again, injuries are a part of this game. And I think, I've been fortunate enough to not have any major setbacks regarding recovering from injuries and coming back and being healthy and being productive. Again, there's turnover in this league every year. There's new guys coming in to replace the old guys. Let's be honest, that's the business. Right. For me, I know what's important, and that's taking care of my body, and that's mentally staying sharp, knowing the game plan, knowing what I got to do out there on the field, so I can go out there and do what I can do. So being available, and not only being available, knowing this game inside and out, so I'm able to go out there and be productive and play fast.
Talking with new Saints running back Latavius Murray. Latavius, explain to the fans who are listening right now who you are as a player. What is your skill sets? Where are your strengths? And what type of player can the fans expect to see come Sundays in the fall?
Yeah, I'm a downhill runner. I'm a one cut and go back. I don't do much dancing. You know, that's not my game, but it is my game, or it is my job, rather, to continuing to improve my game as much as I can every single day. And so I'm going to work to get better. I'm going to work to improve. But I am going to be the back that I am, and that's a downhill runner, a one-cut guy, guy that has a nose for the end zone, a guy that can catch what's thrown to him out of the backfield, and a guy that can protect the quarterback.
And, you know, Latavius, I wanted to bring that up because I know you have to be excited that in the passing game. You know, a lot of times you look at a running back, okay, like I said, in 2017 you had 842 yards rushing, and maybe not so much last year you had 578. But the one thing, he had 22 catches for 141 yards with Kirk Cousins. He's a veteran quarterback. He's going to get it to the running back. But don't you think, hooking up with Alvin Kamara, that you have an opportunity even to be exploited more in space and getting the ball in your hands with Drew Brees as far as a pass receiving running back going forward?
I think, obviously, you just mentioned just two guys on the offense that are, you know, some great players. And I think when the more weapons you have on an offense, it makes it harder for a defense to, you know, obviously key in or game plan for just one, you know, because they can't stop everybody. And so the more weapons we have on offense is going to give everyone on that offense a chance to go out there and make plays. And, you know, there's a long time before we, you know, actually play a game and hit the field. So for me right now is, again, continuing to work and improve, learn this playbook, so I can go out there and be one of those weapons.
Saints new running back Latavius Murray on the phone now. Latavius, how big of a deal is it for you to come in and get to play with a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, a guy like Drew Brees? And I know you played with Kirk Cousins last year as an excellent player, but Drew Brees is kind of on a different level. And what's it? Are you looking forward to being in a huddle with a guy with that type of a pedigree?
Right, yeah, because Latavius, it ain't no Case Keenum or listen, nothing against Cousins, but Drew Brees is a different level.
Drew Brees is a Hall of Fame quarterback. Make no mistake about it. And obviously, there's no comparison at this point for a guy that's made his mark and done what he's done in this league. And I think those other guys can tell you that. But, you know, I'm looking forward to being able to be around him, learn from him, and witness, you know, why he's been great over the years. And I think that's what excites me, you know, the most.
Latavius, I'm looking at your background. You grew up in New York. You ended up going to school down in Florida.
Orlando, Central Florida.
One, I'm curious how you decided to go from New York down to Florida. But then two, and this was a big deal for me because I'm from the North. I'm from Cincinnati, and I played in Chicago before I got drafted by the Saints. And the weather down here almost knocked me unconscious. And I'm just curious – are you a warm weather guy or a cold weather guy? Are you going to be able to adjust to this climate down here?
Yeah, I'll be just fine. I spent 5 years in Florida, in the South, the humidity. So I'm a football player, so I'll adjust to any weather.
I like that. Now, and this is a really important question, and I know all the fans are going to be wondering. Mark Ingram was one of the best dancers that I was ever around, and so there's big shoes to fill, those being dancing shoes. So can we expect you to add to the Saints locker room post-game dance-off?
Man, I gotta be honest right now and just let everybody know I cannot dance, and they won't see me dancing, and they'll thank me later.
Well, the one thing, Latavius, if you can run over people, you ain't gotta dance one lick.
That's a good. Point.
I mean,
that's
the one thing that I can tell you right now, and do you ever get this at an airport? Because you look the part. You know, you look okay. That guy must play in the NBA. He's a basketball player, whatever. But 6'3", 230 pounds. Do people ever come to you like, sir? Do you play football or something? Or you know, do they come up to you? Because I know you look the part. If you're 6'3", and you got to be styled 230, you definitely look like you're not just a normal citizen.
He doesn't blend in.
Yeah, right.
No, you definitely stand out when you know a guy like me, my size, you know, my build, you definitely stand out. So you get that a lot when you you're in the airport or really just when you're in the community. But it comes with it. Definitely comes with it.
Well, and new Saints running back Latavius Murray, you know, coming down from Minnesota, you were with all the Norwegians up there, all the Vikings. You come down here, and I'll just let you know, Latavius, I'm 6'8", and I stick out like a sore thumb in New Orleans. We're not the tallest community down here, so you're going to stick out here as well, but you will never be more embraced by a fan base than you're about to be with the Houdat Nation.
Well, Latavius, you go from, like, that whole Viking chant and all that. Listen, they love their Vikings. But you come, like, so win-win. You go from one great organization who appreciates their team and you're coming to another great organization, the Houdat Nation. It is unbelievable the opportunity that you have right now, and I know you're going to embrace that and you're going to appreciate that and take advantage of that opportunity.
Most definitely. I can't wait. I'm excited to, you know, go out there and put the work in for this fan base. You know, everybody that's been behind this organization for the longest, excited to get to work, and you know, I can't wait.
Well, I can tell you, Latavius, before we go to the break, one thing I can tell you just talking to you, I never met you, just in a conversation, you sound very humble. Listen, just let your actions on the field do the talking, and the Houdat Nation will love that, and I really appreciate your attitude.
Appreciate you.
Thanks so much, Latavius. We appreciate the time, buddy.
Absolutely. I'll take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.